Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, last night we had the next week of the NFL season open up. We saw the Denver Broncos prevail barely again over the Raiders 10-7. The Broncos have been barely getting by quite a few games. They do have 8 wins and 2 losses. They now have 7 straight victories. They haven't been pretty, but they've been getting the job done. To talk about what these Broncos are, what they are not, and what the reality could be for this team, you know, coming out of the AFC West and maybe even going further, is someone who's covered these Broncos for years right now. You can catch him hosting, reporting on Guerrilla Sports, covering all things Broncos out of Denver. Welcome to the show, Brandon Cristal. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good, JR. Getting a bit of a weekend break, watching some college hoops right now. My Jayhawks in Carolina are going at it. My buddy Doug Gottlieb's Green Bay Phoenix are trying to hang in there with Buffalo, and then get the nightcap tonight with no Steph, but the Warriors in town to take on the Nuggets.
Yeah, not too bad, not too shabby. Well, this is what happens when the Broncos play last night. Unfortunately, all of us across America.
Playing quotes.
Well, did they play? Did the Raiders play? Were they playing backwards? What was going on out there?
Look, we know division games can certainly be closer than you might expect, and sometimes the team you think should win because they seem like a better team on paper throughout the season doesn't always happen. You know, I think we were surprised last week to see the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy go into Detroit and get a win, and we've seen lots of times where a Raiders team that hadn't seemed as good as the Broncos have come to Denver and won, have won in Oakland. They had won 4 straight times, 8 straight games, but 4 straight times since moving to Vegas. And now the Broncos have ripped off 3 wins in a row over the Raiders. But going into it, I thought that the Broncos were going to have an easier time because we knew that the Raiders haven't done much offensively. Getting Bowers back certainly helps on paper. But, you know, you trade away Jacoby Myers. Geno hasn't looked great. Their O-line looks really bad, so Genty hadn't really gotten going, and Chip Kelly's not feeding him enough, in my opinion. So I thought that the Broncos would be able to against a pretty average, and then you look at their numbers, the Raiders are kind of middle of the pack across the board. Defensively, they don't, you know, take the ball away at a high clip. They don't get after the quarterback, even though they have Max Crosby, but beyond him, nobody's really sacking the QB. So I thought it was going to be a 27-17 kind of game for the Broncos, and 17 felt generous, which obviously it was. But so it was clearly 27 because this Broncos offense is just kind of lost right now, which is, you know, a stark contrast to what we've seen in flashes and how good the defense is. They're almost the reverse of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, absolutely the reverse of the Dallas Cowboys. We see the Broncos defense carrying them. We saw Surtain walk away with the Defensive Player of the Year last year. What is going on with the offense? I mean, they're having a comeback late from games and barely win games. Is there time to turn things around, or is it a matter of the talent?
I don't think it's a matter of talent, although the players are the ones that, you know, the stat I'm about to throw at you, I think they may have touched on the TV broadcast. I was down on the sideline helping out our pals on Westwood One last night, so I didn't hear what they said on TV, but The Broncos, not only are they the most penalized team in the NFL, they have the most penalties on first and second down, and that's something Sean Payton's harped on. And what makes it interesting is, like, that's what we're used to seeing with the Raiders, certainly before Pete Carroll got there. But when you're as good a coach as Sean has been, his teams haven't been a team that is penalized often. You know, he prides himself, just like Bill Belichick, right? They come from that Parcells school of, we're not going to hurt ourselves. And the fact that they do commit so many pre-snap penalties on first and second down, or silly PI calls or holds here and there, and it puts them behind the sticks a lot, their third down situation ends up being less than favorable, third and eight or longer. And so I think that's been a big problem with getting the offense going. And then Sean Payton, we remember going back to last year, that was at the Thursday night game against the Chargers, where it said run it on his play sheet and Amazon cameras caught that. Well, he hasn't taken his own advice really much since then. They don't run it enough, despite the seemingly, you know, pretty consistent success with J.K. Dobbins and even R.J. Harvey, and a really good O-line that's been good protecting Bo Nix and when he's dropped back to pass, but it's been good. And they thought a year ago that yards were left on the field by Javonte Williams and the other backs, and the fact that they're still not just staying committed to that run early has been a bit of a head scratcher.
And Broncos insider Brandon Cristall is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know that this is Bo Nix's second year. Sean Payton has his guy. You talk about the frequency at which the Broncos have been throwing the football. I mean, you got Bo Nix having to throw the rock. It seems like it's 30 and 25 and 40 times a game. What's the difference between Bo Nix last year and this year? Have you seen a progression, or things pretty much been kind of steady?
Well, I think, if anything, you've seen a bit of a regression just in terms of some of his mechanics, and I don't want to pretend to be a quarterback expert, and some people, I think, hear things from quarterback experts and then think that they are one. Sort of like when the Olympics comes on, and all of a sudden we know everything about gymnastics. Well, I understand we watch a lot of football, but unless you really played it or coached it or understand it to that level, I'm not trying to say you have to do that. Most of us don't study where your feet should be exactly, and where your release point is and all that. And so, you know, you hear people, again, people that I trust, and Kurt Warner being one of them, talking about him playing sped up when they're the I think, third least pressured team in the league because the O-line's been so good. Bo gets rid of the ball quickly in general, but I think that's one of the things Sean liked about him, and he doesn't take a lot of sacks, right, you know, coming out of Oregon. But he's almost sped up to his own detriment when he doesn't necessarily have to be, and he's not taking that, you know, you hear the term easy cheese, it's there, the little dump-offs here and there, and he's looking downfield. So he's got, I think, 8 touchdowns over 20 yards, but he also has left them, you know, missed the most open receivers by a significant margin. I saw that stat before the game yesterday, where Cam Ward's second behind him, and then Baker and Patrick Mahomes are right there, but they're south of 500 yards in terms of missed open receivers, and Bo was north of 700 going into the game. So, and we've seen it seemingly every week, whether it be Cortland Sutton or Troy Franklin. And so to say that he's fully regressed probably isn't fair, but last year, I think the other part of it too, JR, is that the expectation was lower. He was the sixth of those 6 first-round quarterbacks taken, and they had the big cap hit that they were having to eat with Russell Wilson not being there, so they were paying $50 million less in salary to their roster compared to everybody else. And they obviously not only win 10 games, they go to the playoffs. The defense certainly was great, led the NFL in sacks a year ago, and they beat bad teams. They lost all their one-score games except for the one in week 3 in New York, or rather week 4 against the Jets in that deluge. They win, 10-9 against Aaron Rodgers when Bo Nix finally throws a touchdown pass. And so it was kind of playing with house money, if you will, whereas now the expectations are raised. Not only is the defense really good and they got better, but you expect that a quarterback in year 2 is going to take a step, you know, most notably like Drake May has, and even at times Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels is incomplete. Certainly J.J. McCarthy is incomplete. And Penix, I don't know if he's taking a step or not. It feels like you can't really tell. But you expected Bo to be doing what Drake May is doing consistently. We've seen the flashes. His numbers in terms of, you know, total yards and total touchdowns are good, and his interceptions aren't terrible, although he did have 2 more last night. But you just expected a steadier improvement in year 2 than we've seen so far.
Well, Brandon, we know that the defense has been holding them down, and the defense will continue to hold them down. What's the latest on Pat Surtain and that chest injury? I know he's on injured reserve. Is it just kind of status quo at this minute?
Well, he's actually not on injured reserve because injured reserve, it's not 4 weeks, it's four games. And with the bye week in there, they thought that if you were to miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Missed the Texans game, missed this short game here, that then the Chiefs game he would miss, but the bye week, and then they're at the Commanders on Thanksgiving Sunday night following the Thanksgiving holiday, that he should be back by then, or hope back by then. So they didn't want to take him off the roster for four full games, but I heard him on the radio today here in Denver, and they asked him how he was doing. He said, I'm 46%. And Pat can be kind of sneaky funny. So, obviously there's no way to really quantify that, I think, right? I mean, we know where 100% is, and we know where short is, and we know where really bad is, but 46% was funny. But I think the translation there is just, hey, I'm not going to be playing against the Chiefs. Don't ask me, can he over the next 2 weeks before they're back on the field, like I said, on Thanksgiving, was that the 30th of November, can he be ready then? Maybe so.
Yeah, if he can add a couple of 25s there, maybe we'll see him in a few weeks. Well, Brandon, knowing what this team has done and what the record looks like and where the quarterback stands, 8-2, do you think it's deceiving for what they actually are? Do you see them elevating to another spot? How do they fit in this AFC West, despite the record?
Well, I think it's a question that, I'm not trying to – cop out on not giving me an answer, but I just think it'll be answered more accurately a week from Sunday because the Chiefs are off this weekend. So we would expect nothing drastic would happen. Obviously players can get hurt on their own or even working out next week when they're back on the field. But so no game injuries coming this weekend. So next Sunday when the Chiefs come to Denver, I think that's when we'll really know, are the Broncos, are they playing down the competition like they did in London? But obviously, they had just come off a big win over Philly, waiting three quarters to get going against the Giants, who are clearly a work in progress at that point. And so, and then even with the Texans, they knock C.J. Stroud out of the game, but they aren't able to take advantage of that necessarily. They weren't really worried about Davis Mills. But I think that, and Sean Payton talked about it last night, the old Bill Parcells line, you are what your record says you are, because they went toe-to-toe in Indy with the Colts, who are certainly surprising people. They had them essentially beaten until they call that leverage call on the kick. They're leading the entire fourth quarter against the Chargers. Nick Benito barely misses, sacking Justin Herbert, who makes a crazy throw to Keenan Allen, who's blanketed by Riley Moss, and they end up losing that game on a last-second field goal. And so we think the Chargers, at that point, they had Joe Alt, at least, on the field, are pretty good as well. And so, you could make the case, could they be 9-0 or could they be 5-4 10-0? So I think while it's not pretty, because the defense is so good and putting up some historic numbers by some metrics, and because the offense has shown enough, they're not totally inept week in, week out. You think that they are, is 8-2, on the plus side? It's shown that they're finding ways to win games, because a year ago, like I mentioned, 1-6 in the 7 one-score games. This year, they're 6-2 in the one-score games.
Yeah, the good teams find a way to go out there and win them. Hey, Brandon, in finality here, what is the fan sentiment surrounding this team right now? Are they cautiously optimistic? Are they happy they are where they are? How are the fans feeling overall?
I think that I think cautious optimism, because it's been so many years since they were dominant, and even when they won Super Bowl 50, they were dominant on defense. Peyton Manning misses 7 games. He has more interceptions than touchdowns that year, but he made enough plays in the playoffs when he got back in. You know, nobody thought Brock Osweiler should have been an MVP candidate necessarily in his 7 starts. And so, but since then, you know, it's just, it fell off a cliff. So to have the hope finally realized last year after the Russell Wilson experiment didn't work for those couple of years, the fan base is excited. And look, there are more Bo Nix jerseys than there are, for as good as PS2 is, or Nick Benito or anybody else, there are more Bo Nix jerseys being sold by the Broncos and other retailers than any other player by a wide margin. They want Bo Nix to be the guy, like any team does. They want, you know, their quarterback. And so I don't know if Bo's feeling that pressure. So the fan base, before they're ready to say, hey, let's book tickets to San Francisco again, we're there for Super Bowl 50, let's get ready for Super Bowl 60, they need to see more consistent play from Bo. But they also, they play the Chiefs tough even when they've been not very good. So next week they could beat the Chiefs in a 20-17 game where the offense still might not look great, but the defense makes enough plays and the Chiefs make a mistake here or there. And you still won't really know the answer to that question. So at least in terms of the fans' optimism. But keep stacking wins, it makes it a lot easier to navigate the postseason, especially if you end up with a home game or two.
No, without a doubt. Now we just got to see how the rest of this season plays out. Hey, Brandon, we appreciate your time and your expertise. Tell everybody where they could follow, find you, all the good stuff.
So my handles are easy, just at BK Denver Sports. That's easy enough. And then Guerrilla Sports, like Guerrilla Warfare, you know, it's our digital platform. We cover all the teams in town and in the region, cover the Buffs and obviously all the pro teams here in town, and the Nuggets and Avs just getting going. And I cover the Broncos and sometimes the Nuggets for us. But we got Jake Plummer's there. Woody Page is doing a show with us now called After the Horn. I do a show with Chris Harris Jr. Chris Harris, Ryan Harris, and Shelby Harris from the Browns do a show called We're the Harrises. Liv Moods is with us too from FanDuel. So we got a lot going on at Guerrilla Sports. So check us out. And JR, holler at me as we get closer to these playoffs.
Absolutely, Brandon. We appreciate having you on. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.